This is VOA News. I'm David Byrd in Washington. The death toll in Friday's mosque massacres in New Zealand has now risen to 50, even as the first funerals for some of the victims were held Saturday. Canterbury Police Commissioner Mike Bush says security around mosques will remain high and police remain on high alert.
In terms of security right across the country, the New Zealand Police and other emergency services remain absolutely vigilant to keep all of New Zealanders and everyone who lives here or visits here safe from harm.
The main suspect has been identified as 28-year-old Australian Brenton Harrison Tarrant. He was remanded without plea on one charge of murder until his next court appearance April 5th. Flowers and messages were laid at the Botanic Gardens in Christchurch on Saturday as the city mourned those killed in the mosque shootings. France's Air Accident Investigation Agency says data from the cockpit voice recorder on a doomed Ethiopian Airlines jet that crashed last Sunday has been successfully downloaded. As Reuters correspondent Anna Bevan reports, the airline says identifying the remains of the 157 people killed could take up to 6 months.
Ethiopian Airlines said Saturday that DNA testing on the remains of the 157 passengers killed on board Flight 302 may take up to 6 months. It's offered bereaved families charred earth to bury from the plane crash site. A team of investigators in Paris has begun examining the black box recorders recovered from the site where the Boeing 737 MAX 8 plane crashed last week shortly after taking off from Addis Ababa. Initial conclusions are expected in a few days.
Anna Bevan of Reuters. For more on these stories, visit our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. Violent clashes erupted between police and yellow vest protesters in Paris on Saturday, the 18th week of the demonstrations. Police fired water cannon and tear gas to disperse the protesters. Windows in some of the shops along the Champs-Élysées were smashed, and vehicles and at least one bank were set on fire. Thousands of protesters marched in Paris and other cities across France since the start of the movement in November. The movement started to oppose a planned fuel tax rise, but has since developed into a broader revolt against the French government and the policies of Emmanuel Macron. A U.S. Navy veteran from California has been sentenced to 10 years in prison in Iran. AP correspondent Ben Thomas has details.
A lawyer for Michael R. White says the former Navy cook was convicted of insulting Iran's supreme leader and posting private information online. White's mother has said her son went to Iran to see a woman she described as his girlfriend, though his lawyer says White appears to have made the trip without informing the woman. His arrest was first reported in October. White is the first American Iran is known to have detained since President Trump took office. Three other Americans are known to be held there. Trump has taken a hardline approach to Iran, pulling out of Tehran's nuclear deal with world powers. Ben Thomas, Washington.
St. Patrick's Day is being celebrated with parades around the United States this weekend, including one in New York City where supporting immigration was the theme. AP's Julie Walker was there.
Grand Marshal Brian O'Dwyer comes from a family of Irish immigrants and says he's proud to be leading off the St. Patrick's Day parade along with five Latino immigrants.
We want to show the universality of immigration, and this is not just about Irish immigration, it's about all immigrants and welcoming all immigrants, because those who despise immigrants despise their ancestors.
Andrea Vanko from Pennsylvania says it's her first time at this parade, which dates back more than 250 years.
We're excited to be here today. We just kind of happened upon the biggest St. Patrick's Day parade in the world.
Tens of thousands of marchers, along with loads of spectators, many dressed in green, took in the six-hour-long parade. Julie Walker, New York.
Venezuelan opposition leader Juan Guaido was in the city of Valencia in northern Venezuela Saturday to begin a tour of the country as part of his effort to oust embattled President Nicolas Maduro. Guaido tweeted photos of the day's activities, attended a service at Valencia Cathedral, and visited a local market, greeting crowds of supporters in all places. Meanwhile, tens of thousands of Venezuelans marched through the capital Caracas on Saturday to show support for President Nicolas Maduro. For more on these stories, be sure to visit our website, voanews.com. I'm David Byrd, VOA News.